Lenten Day 36, Monday, April 15th. Peter the Fraidy Cat. The Apostle Peter's nature was to be skeptical. On at least one occasion, skepticism turned into fear. It happened one night as the apostles were crossing the Sea of Galilee. A vicious storm blew in. Jesus was not with the apostles, but he knew they were in big trouble. Somewhere between 3 a.m. and 6 a.m., he walked on the sea to them, which actually terrified them more than the storm, as they thought it was a ghost. Skeptical Peter cried out in Matthew chapter 14, verse 28, "Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water." Peter began to walk on the water. That's when it happened. Peter's faith gave way to fear. He started to sink. It was then that Jesus pulled Peter safely into the boat. Here is a thought-provoking thought for you. Peter was actually the first and only person of the human race to walk on water. Stunning. And you learned it in the Bible, not in a scientific journal. Over the years, in the fish pond in our backyard, we used to find several chipmunks who lost their way and drowned. One year, the lily pads and water hyacinths were growing so profusely that they covered about 95% of the surface of the water. That year, we hadn't found one drowned chipmunk, and we confidently remarked that chipmunks who had fallen in saved themselves by walking on water. There is a lesson here from the Sea of Galilee, not the backyard pond. At the moment Peter became afraid and took his eyes off Christ, he began to sink. The lesson? In order to maintain faith in every life storm, you can never take your eyes off Christ, ever. Or the life storms will never stop raging.